This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and joins me with your help me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're happy to have him in studio, but we're also happy to have you guys on the air. We start at 9, as you hear. Is it 9 o'clock? And that hour is the one that's usually easiest to get on because all of a sudden at 10:30, you all wake up and the lines are all jammed up. But if you want to get on early, 860-522-9842 is the number, and we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And as usual and customary, we have tech news for you. I know it's April Fool's, but everything we'll say today, because we've been told long ago, no April Fool's jokes. And we don't do anything April Fool's. Everything we're going to talk about is real, even though it is April Fool's Day. I promise you, sadly, everything we're going to talk about will be correct or generally true. We'll see. So what do you got going on, Dennis?
Well, we have Microsoft Defender.
Yes, the great Defender, which we've been defending for a while.
We've been defending it for, 2 years
or
so?
Yeah, we're like, okay, Defender's ready to go for prime time.
And it is good stuff.
It is, generally.
Okay, let's be clear. It's good stuff.
We're still defending it.
Okay.
However.
But there was a little glitch in it.
Yes.
Over the past week.
Yep.
It was flagging some bona fide websites as malicious.
Unbelievable.
And people couldn't get in. And the way that I was tipped off to it was I happened to notice a ticket that came on our board where somebody couldn't get to Zoom.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
And before any of us dealt with that, it was also canceled because apparently the user could get in after all. But I was tipped off to that and I'm wondering what the heck that is. And I found this story about Microsoft Defender erroneously flagging bona fide sites as malicious. And you know, the only good saving part about it is that they do update their so-called intelligence. That's how they refer to it now.
Yep.
If you look in Windows updates, you're going to see intelligence updates, and that's what this is. It's the antiviral definitions and stuff. Anyway, they do update that very frequently.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be done once a day, but sometimes they'll issue updates to that, you know, in the middle of the day, and sometimes three or four times a day, depending on what's happening.
Right.
So they're very good about that.
So they fixed this relatively quickly. I mean, it did cause a lot of trouble for a lot of companies.
Well, I mean, there were legitimate applications that people weren't able to use because they were getting blocked.
Ugh.
And, you know, that gets in the way of your productivity.
Definitely. All right. So we'll put a link up to that. You guys can read it. In other news, if you guys are using 3CX, it's a phone system, cloud-based phone system. 3CX has basically had a supply chain hack. And what is that? Well, the bad guys seem to have put into their legitimate software malicious software, and you would update your soft phone, which is an app that you'd run on your laptop or what have you. I like to use a soft phone app for our work system.
Yeah.
It works beautifully.
Oh, absolutely.
But in the case of 3CX, 600,000 businesses, including brands like Coca-Cola, Holiday Inn, and BMW, were using this software, and they were hacking and triggering this malware to be loaded onto their machines through the supply chain hack of 3CX. So Sentinel-1 was warning on it. A lot of our EDR and MDR technologies that we use was warning on it. And this is not good. The CEO apologizes profusely. Well, gee, thank you for doing that. They're hopefully going to go ahead and get this corrected. They're telling you to use the web app rather than downloading the software to get around this. However, you could have been compromised by this.
Right. The problem may already be in your computer now.
And I guess before it really kind of hit the fan, was it Wednesday? It had been kind of known for almost, I think it was like a week.
Well, yeah, I saw a story that they knew about it for at least a week.
And then wouldn't it have been nice, just putting this out there, wouldn't it have been nice if they had sent something out then? Hey, by the way, you know, we might have a malicious software on your system thanks to our lack of controls when it comes to our supply chain.
Well, one of the problems they're having replacing the app with something that's clean is they now also have to generate a new certificate for it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Which can take up to 24 hours. Well, that there wouldn't have been that delay waiting for the new installer to be released if they were already on top of it 7 days ago,
right?
And had already fixed the app and already put out a new release with a new certificate.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
And a week later still, we didn't find out until a week later, and then they put this blog post up, which we'll link for you if you want to read it. Mm-hmm. Again, they profusely apologize. Well, thanks. Who knows what the bad guys loaded on your machine if you're running the 3CX system.
Yeah.
Now, guys, this is not to pick on 3CX. This can happen with any software. SolarWinds. That's what happened with SolarWinds.
Yeah.
But they could have done something about it.
Right.
Right? That's really the key. We were actually interviewing somebody who came in and was telling us a story about this is a backup. Was it Friday? Friday was like National Backup Day.
Yeah.
And so this person came in and was kind of talking about a story of something that he had dealt with in his IT career. And basically it had to do with a backup technology. And the backup technology has a BDR, which allows you to get back up and running very quickly. So, he talked about the fact that he had a RAID array and he had one drive fail in the RAID array. And they had noticed it failed for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't do anything about it.
No.
And they waited a little bit and got out on site, and there had been a second drive failure. So, of course, this poor tech had to then deal with having it fail over to their BDR technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology is fine. It's running, right? And so the claim to fame of this BDR technology is that you're up and running, right? So that's great news. He had to pop in the drives and deal with all this. And then, of course, when they had to cut back over to the live machine, well, you're down for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So where's the absolutely benefit of that?
Yeah.
So we were talking about this, and I said, you do know, as a quote-unquote managed service provider, when that first drive failed, you really should have got your butt out there and solved that way. Now, of course, the poor client probably had no idea that nothing happened. The client was just impacted by the lack of this managed service provider actually taking action, being an actual service provider.
They weren't, not only were they not actually providing any service, they weren't actually managing anything either.
Exactly. So it was just kind of weird because we had interviewed him just the day before National Backup Day, and I just thought it'd be, I'm like, do you realize you failed early on there? It wasn't all the issues you had with your backup and dealing with the RAID array. Had you just replaced that silly drive when you noticed it failed right away, the client wouldn't have been impacted. But that's not what happened. What else do you want to talk about there, Dennis?
Well, there was a famous expo.
Yeah.
That took place every year.
Well, you say it's famous. I never heard of it.
Electronics Entertainment Expo. It's called E3.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
No.
Well, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
when both of us had hair back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day, Sony would go out there with their new PlayStations or their new games for it.
All right.
and Microsoft would do the same for Xbox.
Okay.
And all the other appliance vendors would, you know, put their new gizmos on display.
But this is not the big Las Vegas one, the big, the real big one. Is it? I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
It wasn't called E3, though. It was called something else. But go ahead.
Well, at any rate.
It's done?
It's done. They haven't had one since 2019. And, of course, it got canceled in 2020.
Right.
Because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But ever since then, they've just never gotten any interest from the manufacturers and the developers to actually go parade their wares.
Yeah. Well, it's all been done before now, Dennis. What would you care to go and see? The iPhone that's a little lighter, a little faster, a little different, the battery's a little longer.
Part of the issue. Yeah. There is no more flash that they can display, you know, in a huge way. The other issue is all these companies are now doing their marketing online.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and they're getting the word out about their things. Right. Also, Microsoft and Apple and a lot of other major vendors have their own shows every year that they put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't need this one in addition to that.
Right.
So they'd rather spend their money on their own thing.
Yep.
And then they're happy, but it's kind of dying. I remember back when Comdex was a thing.
That's the one I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, that's been dead for, I don't know, 15 years now.
Gotcha. That was a real big thing.
That was
way back.
Huge. Yeah. And I knew people that would go to it.
Yeah, we almost went to it as a show, but we didn't do it. We had jobs to do and families, and we couldn't spend a week in Las Vegas looking at all the latest apps, geek technology. But
well, it is a new world of marketing now, and you're right. One of the problems is there's no big revelations anymore.
No,
everything is incremental.
Once we start having jacks in our head, when we start plugging things in, then we're going to be going. We'll be figuring out what we're going to plug into our head and see how that goes. In other news, the UK is setting up fake booter sites, as this guy calls it, to muddy the DDoS attack market. So a distributed denial of service is basically a tool the bad guys use to bring down, you know, airport websites and silly things like that. And what the UK is doing, and there's a little controversy about this, but maybe not, is they're setting up their own websites to offer this as a service. So these script kiddies out there don't want to put it together themselves. They actually use whole companies that are designed to put out this for you. Then you subscribe as a bad guy to their service to then attack your victim, right?
Right. And the service provides even the hardware infrastructure to deploy that DDoS.
Right. Right. So what happens in this case, which is kind of funny, is that the bad guy signs up for the service, and then there's the next step is there's a big warning that says, hey, you know you can go to jail for this, right? And so it's basically the UK is putting up these fake sites and collecting people's data. Now, I don't know if they really are collecting anybody's data, because if you're really that dumb to put your actual email address in there and show who you are, but it is kind of setting up a big warning saying, hey, guys, you know, you can be in big trouble if you try to do this, which I wish they got in bigger trouble. I mean, warning them they got in big trouble versus actually locking them up for, I don't know, half a decade. That might be a little bit of a deterrent. I know I sound harsh,
so.
But I'm sick and tired of all this computer crime. So if you try to do some of this stuff, these folks are putting out these, they're kind of like a honeypot, really, for ding-dongs who are trying to put this stuff together, and then they leverage it against whoever they want to leverage it against. And
yeah.
And this distributed denial service, whereas it can cause issues, they're actually conscribing bots on the internet that have been already part of their bot army. And you could be one of them too. You could have your own computer could be impacted because of malicious software, and it could be conscribed to go ahead and attack a website to bring it down due to too much traffic. So we'll put a link up here for you guys, and you know, we'll see what happens with what they're doing there. But I think we should do more of this to really muddy the water for these ding-dongs and make it harder for them to cause trouble. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Patricia from Windsor, hang on. And three lines open for you. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Let's get right to your calls. We have two lines filled up, two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number, but let's go to Patricia first in Windsor. What's happening, Patricia?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got an update from Windows 11, and I noticed under core isolation, one of the security features, it talks about virtualization-based security, and mine is off. And I tried to get a definition of what this all is online, but it was rather nebulous. Can you explain some of this to me?
All right. It is a feature of Windows 11 where it is capable of sandboxing applications, which means it runs it within its own computational unit, for lack of a better word, and it doesn't permit that unit to do too much else with the computer, and it also doesn't allow anything else in the computer to interact with it any more than is necessary. So you'll see whatever it is the app is going to show you on the screen. You can type into it or you mouse into it or whatever. But other kinds of interactions with it are very limited. And that's in order to provide some security.
Right.
So that the app itself can't compromise your computer, or if the computer is compromised, it can't compromise the app.
It's a sandboxing technology. And again, you'd think the word sandbox doesn't sound that secure, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's why I'm trying to explain what it means in a way that actually makes sense. And
you are. You're doing a fine job.
Explains why you would want to.
Yes.
Okay. Now, they've had... Matter of fact, this is an issue that I had on my own Windows 11 computer. That's why I know a little
bit
about
this. He's very passionate about this.
Now, there are... Well, number one, Microsoft has had a little trouble implementing this, and different updates to Windows 11 that have come out have derailed it. Okay?
Yep.
So my advice to you first would be to do nothing and just wait another month for the next Windows update to roll out, and it may straighten it out. Okay?
So don't turn it on?
That's what he's saying.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like I'm telling you to run an insecure computer, but I'm not, because... This is only a very tiny edge that it adds to the security of the computer, and it doesn't even apply to every app that runs. So it's not necessarily a panacea for security anyway.
Right, right.
Even when it's working, its protection is going to have a limit to what it will do for you. The other thing you could do is investigate why this is happening, and if there.
Why it's off, you mean? Because that's all she's having. It's off.
Right. Now, it may tell her that there are particular driver files that are getting in the way.
Okay.
And if that's the case, you could delete them. However, in general, I would not advise that.
Right.
I haven't had good luck deleting drivers.
No.
Well, it's not something you... Right, well, yeah, there's a reason for that. It's not something that's advisable because you don't necessarily want to remove anything.
Right.
Now, in my case, I figured out what the issue was. It was a driver from the SonicWall VPN application that was left behind when I had installed it.
Mm-hmm.
I had removed it
because
I didn't need it anymore. But... these two remnant files were left behind in the driver store within Windows.
Ugh.
So
if I had a nickel for every time that driver store had something left behind.
It's a massive trash bin.
Yeah. But it was still causing issues, even though it was just a leftover remnant.
And it wasn't even anything that was running, because I used a couple tools to actually find out if those files are actively being read or acted on.
Yep.
They weren't. They were never being touched.
But it caused this issue.
Windows detected its presence inside the computer and said, nope, you're not having that feature.
Gotcha.
That's why I'm telling you best option is to just leave it alone, let Windows update. If it continues for a few months... give us a call, and then I'll go over some of those solutions.
And again, if it continues, it just means it's going to stay in the off position.
Right.
That's right, right. Yeah. And then another question right below that, it says local security authority protection. That's also off.
Same problem.
Oh.
It's all part of the same issue, and it happened because of a Windows 11 update either last month or the month before.
All right. All right, Patricia?
Okay. Very good.
Just hang in there.
Alrighty, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. All right. We're going to let Patricia go. John, Rich, Janet, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And you can follow us on WTIC's Facebook page if Zuckerberg deems it worthy. We'll be back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to get right to your calls because you were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go all the way out to Colorado and see what Janet's got cooking. Hey, Janet, what's happening?
Well, I have about a 7-year-old laptop, and I know you're going to tell me I need a new one.
Yep.
It's a Dell Intel 7000 series. Okay. It's been working great, Windows 10. My question is, can I still, it says the battery needs to be replaced, and so I was just plugging it in all the time and using it that way, and it worked just fine.
Yeah.
But then I got a memory alert, which mm-hmm. scared me a little bit, and I thought, oh, that sounds a little more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So can I still use it and wait until May when I get done traveling to get a new one?
You can wait as long as you want. The thing about the computer, though, is it'll decide when it decides.
Right. It'll reach a point where it just dies.
It's not necessarily the most current backup, but I've backed it up with all the important stuff that I got on it.
Yeah. Our clients ask us the same thing. And we're like, hey, your server is 6 years old. You should probably replace it. Ah, can I wait one more year? We have a country club that, you know, waits and waits and waits, and then it just fails. And it's like, why is my server failing? Well, it's 7 years old,
so
and we told you for
one day
a few
it's
years.
I'm going to get the blue screen of death, or what?
Who knows how it'll fail? It can fail with a little whimper. It can kind of just boom done. Who knows?
Is there a connection to the battery and the rest and the memory issue or not?
No, it could be completely separate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then get another Dell. Is that?
If you like Dell, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you like that product and you like that vendor, why not? I mean,
well, I'm used to it.
Yeah, and we're HP, but you know, 6 1/2 dozen. If it served you well for 7 years, you may as well reward it with another purchase.
I would definitely say you got your money's worth out of it. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so this memory alert, is that something I can? I mean, is it going to keep happening, or is it? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got a 7-year-old machine running Windows 10. Most likely it barely qualifies to run Windows 10, and the alert could just simply be, as Microsoft has had all sorts of issues with saying whether or not machines of a certain vintage are even compatible, right? So it could just simply be the next update comes along with Windows 10 and it says, you know, I know we said you were compatible, Janet, but not anymore. Okay. And that's just how they operate. Sadly.
Okay. Well, great listening to you from Colorado. I do it all the time. So.
Well, we're glad you're out there doing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Right. You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's nice to know there's somebody out there in Colorado that gets up early.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go, who's up the longest here? We're going to go to John and Avon next. What's happening, John?
Hey, got a question for you. My son has done a few community college classes. He's not really sure what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Considering the Google, Amazon, I don't know, they have some program for 9 months you can get computer training and they guarantee you a job.
Really?
Wow.
I don't know. Sounds good, too good to be true to me, but you look online and it looks like it's legit, so.
So Amazon are looking, I mean, they're looking to lay off 8,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but who knows? Maybe that is legit. What kind of training is it? Is it programming?
Have you heard of anything like that?
Well, no, I haven't.
No. No, I haven't either.
Is it programming, John?
I am assuming so.
Okay.
Entry-level computer training.
Well, that's the funny thing you say, entry level, right? Because all these kids think they're going to walk in $100,000 jobs right out of college. It's entry level, guys. It's okay to enter.
And there are a lot of doors that you can enter through. You can enter through the coding door. You can enter through the support door. Right. You can enter through the repair door.
Yeah. So the key really is if your son likes coding and it's a coding job, fine. I mean, it takes a certain type of person to want to sit there and look at a screen all day and code. Other thing that I'm just saying in this is in the news, this whole artificial intelligence. Coding may not be the thing that is going to have as much need anymore because it can be automated eventually. You might need somebody to be able to work with the automation, but that may mean that you need less coders. Just putting it out there. I don't know for sure. You know,
but
you know, the artificial intelligence is going to disrupt a lot of jobs.
both inside and outside of computing,
including ours.
And yeah, ours included. Yeah.
So you have advice as to alternatives? I mean, you could pay a lot of money and go to college.
Oh yeah. The thing about college, though, and again, you know, do what you want, but a lot of jobs of entry level just say you need a college degree. It doesn't even matter what your degree was in. You know, if you survived 4 years of college, you then have an option. Now, whether or not companies are going to do that, I think more of them are going to say, hey, you don't have to have a college degree to enter here. But there's so many great jobs out there. You can go through LinkedIn. You can go through Indeed. You can find almost anything. And I've been telling my own son, who's graduating in May, the world's your oyster. Pick the industry you like and go work in it.
Yeah.
And the problem is, like you probably said, they don't know what they want to do. Well, what are you interested in? You know, pick the industry and go do what you want to do. There's great training through IT Pro TV. If you want to check out our website, there's a link there. You can look at all sorts of great career paths and certifications. If you want to get into IT, you could be A-plus certified. And then you go to network certified, security plus. And then you start getting into technology if you really want to do that. But if he likes coding, maybe these two options are good. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good luck, John.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. It's really weird because my son's going through the same thing, and we promise not to talk about our kids. But now with the amount of jobs that are out there, and no matter whether you have a degree or not, you have no reason to not work somewhere,
right.
Do something.
Right.
And now you literally can – what's interested? What is your interest? Pick the industry. There's jobs everywhere. Especially
Absolutely.
In Connecticut, as everyone's exited, there's plenty of jobs. If you want to stay in Connecticut, you know, we're down, we're short like 100,000 jobs or something like that. It's like 100,000 openings and
sure.
Not enough people. So plenty of opportunity out there. But I am worried about coders, that those folks, I mean, especially
they
third
could.
World coders, they're going to be displaced. You're not going to need a bunch
sure.
of Indian coders because
but
the AI
you're
is
right.
going to do
coders,
it.
Coders can be boxing themselves into a corner and then they wind up. You know, without anything to go on.
Right. Again, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We can't predict the weather for tomorrow, but who knows? Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Rich in Glastonbury. What's happening, Rich?
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I've called you before. I'm the idiot who has the visual field machine that doesn't, the disc is failing. It's still failing.
Yeah.
But it's okay, so I don't care.
All right, still working, though.
I just don't care.
Yep.
Yeah, it's still working. So my question is now, because I've got that bug in my, or bee in my bonnet, I guess is appropriate.
Yeah.
I've got a wonderful old system, phone system for the business, and we've got essentially four lines, four outlets.
Yep.
We've got the old Merlin system, which is
wow.
just a step beyond rotary.
Yes, sir. That is old.
Yeah. That is old. And it runs, I mean, it's running. We also have DSL is the only thing we can get unless we go to cable, which is certainly the only other possibility. We got, and the only reason we use the internet is to connect with billing, the billing servers, and also, you know, check on the websites.
Yeah.
But other than that, it seems like I can't seem to get anything but DSL unless I go to cable when mm-hmm. they dig a hole in the trench and all the rest of it. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, I got GoNet speed at the house.
Right.
The house is 3 miles from the office, but GoNet speed's not coming to that part of Glastonbury, which is the center of Glastonbury.
Weird.
And Frontier has their fiber optic, and it won't go to the center of Glastonbury either.
What?
So.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awful.
I'm serious. It's
so what are you looking to change then? Your phone lines? Because you're paying a lot of money for your phone lines?
Well, I'm thinking of changing the phone lines and the internet and just going bite the bullet and put in cable and maybe do a VoIP. I changed the house to fiber, which is great, and UMA, which is outstanding.
Yes.
And UMA in the office is telling me, oh, yeah, we'll do it over 5G.
yeah.
And...
5G, we talked
about
it. I
don't even know if we have.
Oh, you may not. Yeah, you may not have 5G. You got to see
I
if
know.
You.
Yeah.
No.
Something about Glastonbury.
We don't, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
why?
No, we don't have 5G in town, so.
Why don't any of the telecom providers want to be in center of Glastonbury?
You know what it might be, Rich?
What is wrong with the
you're
town?
You're the anti-New Britain. Mayor Stewart's bringing in fiber. Who's your mayor over there? What are those guys doing?
Well, you know, that's what it is. She's bringing in fiber because she took it from Glastonbury. That's what
happened.
Oh.
not sure how that works. So the thing about voiceover,
that's a very long fiber.
Okay, yeah. Voiceover IP, right? You don't need to pay. Yeah. So Ooma's got a service. I've heard it. It's like $25 a seat, right? Forever. So we used to actually, you know, have news stories that talked about how awful that was to do to grandma who was paying Ma Bell a $20 a month service fee on her phone. And now it's become the thing to do. It doesn't have to be that way. Ooma is a great service. Right. However, you do not need to pay monthly for your phone system. It doesn't have to be a rental. Good. So you can buy voiceover IP systems where you pay for them once, and then you pay for your call paths. And companies like Intermedia offer voiceover IP SIP style call paths. So does your cable companies of the world too. But you do not have to pay per seat.
Right.
You can buy the technology, like all works is a paid, buy it once type of technology. And you don't have those monthly costs other than your dial tone. You know, Tab is agnostic when it comes to dial tone for our customers. We just want them to have all the benefits of voice over IP without the monthly cost.
Right.
But you need a good, you need a better internet service really to do this, because DSL is going to be like four megabits. If you, and you can't use your 5G, so your only option is cable, which if you're going to make this change.
Right. Yeah, it seems that way.
Now, as far as technology and glasses, we were talking about glasses technology.
Yes.
And what's up with that cool next, that transition lens there that's polarized and the X, what's it called? X something? You know what I'm talking about?
And I can't get myself in trouble by talking about that.
You can? You're going to get in trouble about talking about it?
Yeah, people who refer to me will stop.
Oh,
they'll
no.
They'll just say, well, listen to what he said.
I'm looking forward to my first pair of glasses that have that that technology in it. Am I going to be disappointed?
I don't know. I don't know.
You can't tell
me. It's funny because I can't. But I read that Apple is now slowing down on its fancy internet glasses because they just don't find that there's a market anymore, which I guess was proven by Google, who, you know, essentially didn't do too well with their internet glasses.
Yeah, well, these are just going to tint on me. That's all I'm looking for.
Well, now, tints have been around forever.
Yeah.
Tints have been around forever. You can take in any old pair of glasses and they can dunk them and tint them.
Right, but this is going to do it when I walk in and out of places automatically in 90 seconds. You can't talk about it.
I know it's been available for... No, I know. It's been available for a very long time. And, you know, when it works, it's great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. So, hopefully we helped you, Rich, with your questions. I was just curious about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's way better than my answer that I have to find out for my idiotic visual field machine, so... It's good.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at least you don't have to get your eyes dilated for that.
No, that is very true. Well, listen, I love listening to you guys, and it's even better when I talk to you. You guys are just great, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Rich, for listening, and good luck with your internet. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, New Britain. New Britain's bringing all this high speed in. Glastonbury, what's going on over there in Glastonbury? You don't have anything? You got like
I don't get it.
Tin cans and string? Is that how you guys communicate? We're going to step up for a quick break. Steve and Charlie, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Here till 11 o'clock, and the lines are all active this morning, which is great.
Yeah, in the first hour.
Yeah, you guys are all awake with us, even out there in Colorado. Let's go to your calls right away, and we're going to go to Steve in Portland next. What's happening, Steve? Steve,
good morning, Eric. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
So I have three quick things I think we can do pretty fast.
All right.
One is I've learned how to delete files. And it was on my phone. I kind of had to figure it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was finding the little symbol with the trash can.
Yes.
And I was wondering, when you're deleting the file or whatever to make more room, where exactly does that go? I mean, even though it looks like a trash can, I'm wondering, you know, how do you know that's not going somewhere nefariously?
Well.
Like some weird database.
Okay. It's not going to a weird database, I can tell you that. And it doesn't go to...
I had a feeling I felt weird asking that.
No, it's a fair question. It doesn't go to 0 and 1 heaven or anything like that. But it could still be in the cloud. So here's the thing that people don't realize. If you are backing up your phone, which is what we recommend you do, to the cloud, whether Google service or Apple service, even though you delete it off your phone, the cloud still got it, right? So it's freeing up space on your physical device that you hold in your hand, but the cloud's got it. And again, that's how the naked nudies got out with the fappening, right? Basically, people thought they were deleting stuff off their phone when it was getting backed up to the cloud and they were getting hacked that way. Not that you have anything on your phone that you wouldn't be proud to show, Steve, but...
Just my cat photos and videos.
There it is. And those make a lot of money these days.
From online.
There you go.
That I share with.
Yeah, you could share that out. So, the answer to your question, they're being marked on the operating system of the phone as a deleted file. Usually they just change the first bit in a Windows operating system. It probably works similarly on a phone system. I'm not sure, but I think it does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll change the first bit of that file to be
right.
A marked as a deleted file.
The actual data of the file stays in the phone. It just is unmarked in the file system so that you can't find it
right.
as that file.
Now,
so it's never getting actually deleted?
Correct.
To free up space?
Not immediately.
It is freeing up space because now the file system says, oh, that big
I've
cat.
I've got all that room.
That cat picture that he has there, I can overwrite that if I want to.
Right.
So new zeros and ones can be written over that cat picture.
Right, and over time right. it
and
will
it,
get
and
overwritten.
That's the warning that I kept getting.
That you're running out of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you did free it up when you marked it delete, but it didn't actually go away until you overwrite enough of that file with other files. And that's why there's recovery technologies that can recover files that have been marked for deletion. They go back and try to change that bit back and try to recover the data. So.
I guess that makes sense. It's just such a strange thing. I mean, as long as I know it's not going... somewhere I need to be concerned about. That's all that matters.
Nope, just going off to it's being backed up in the cloud if you turn that feature on.
All right, so the next one is this. I'm really not a fan of everything that I see on the internet, and I saw something that kind of was interesting, and these two guys were explaining how your phone has 24 open back doors. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I don't know. Could be.
I haven't counted.
No. Could
they
be.
Went over each one, and I can't recall them all, but I mean, to me, I just said, oh my God, what is the point of having this kind of thing if it's so open where you have to shut down all of these applications? You know, they're telling you to shut down the location one, shut down the sharing one, basically just shut down everything, and your phone hopefully won't be, you know, such that you're being followed.
Well, right. So it may not be quote unquote backdoors, but if you remember the San Bernardino terrorist guy who they could not get into his Apple phone.
Right.
So you'd ask yourself, well, wait a minute, if there's 24 backdoors, how come the FBI couldn't get in? They couldn't.
Right.
They couldn't get in.
They could not.
Nope. And it was a big story.
But phones have changed since then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But it's the apps that are what they're probably talking about, you know, location security.
Right.
Sharing information amongst each other.
They're talking about things getting leaked out of the phone.
Right.
Not actually having entry into the phone and then controlling it.
So that's a different story.
That's what I was thinking.
We can find some links as to how to best secure your phone, but you're going to lose features. So you're going to be like, I want to find the Home Depot near me. And you're going to be in some town.
That came up too. It says if you do this, your phone, you know, won't be able to do this.
Right. So you got to give up privacy for functionality, Steve. I got to go. We're coming up against the top of the hour here. I know we only got to two of your questions. So do you want to hang on?
Can I?
Why not?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll hold Steve on, and hang on, Charlie and Richard. Yep. And we'll get to Steve's questions and Tom on from Torrington. So hang on, guys. We'll be right back after the news.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.